Not that we say in the Mishnah, Yechayiv on Yom Kippur, eat the shear, eat food, any food, the size of a date, is bigarinosa. Do we say it means the size of the date with its pit inside, like a bigger shear? Oy beloy garinosa. Or else, no, Yechayiv just reading the size of a date, even without the pit inside. That was Rav Papa Shaila. So Rashi right away says, bigarinosa, oy shleb bigarinosa, like Rashi, for Hodik Tony Masnisen Ugarinoso, Rashi asked the question right away. How could Rav Papa have a doubt, have a suffix? Does the Mishnah mean to say with its pit or without its pit? The Mishnah says clearly the size of a big date, Kamohu, Ugarinoso, with its pit also. So the Mishnah says clearly you have to have the size of the pit also. Like it's a bigger shear, you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur, unless you eat the size of, let's say, an apple, the size of a date with its pit inside. So what's Rav Papa's suffix? So Rashi says, still we have a suffix, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah mean the way Pashtu you learn, you have to have the size of a date and the pit inside it, like together? Maybe no, maybe this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kamohu means you have to have the size of the date. The date by itself, and the Girsa should be in Rashi, the Bach says, Oy kagarinosa, or else that the Mishnah says kamo the kagarinosa, it means to say oy, or else the size of the date of the pit itself. In other words, either one by itself is enough to be mechayiv for Yom Kippur. Either eat the size of the date, the fruit itself, or else eat food the size of the pit of a date. That was Rav Papa's suffix. As when the Mishnah says the size of the date and its pit, doesn't mean to say both together. You only chayiv unless you eat a bigger shear. Or else maybe no, the Mishnah means to say either shear, either size by itself, Yechayiv. Either you eat food the size of the date, or else you eat food the size of the pit. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara Safik. Now Tosfos doesn't like this, because Tosfos says the Monoshach. Like if you're going to tell me there are two different things here, it's the date and the pit. Now, the smallest one, that's the one the Mishnah should have said. Let's say the pit is smaller than the date itself. So the Mishnah just should have said, if somebody eats the size of the pit, which is smaller on Yom Kippur, you should know Yechayiv? Chorus. And for sure I would know if you eat the size of the date itself. Like, why does the Mishnah sound like two shurim? Either the date or else the pit. That's Tosfos' question on Rashi. Therefore, Tosfos learns different than Rashi. Tosfos learns Avada, the Mishnah says you have to at least have the size of the date and its pit also. Though the suffering on the Gemara is, maybe it means to say you need the size of a date and its pit true, and another pit also. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Kamohu, Sebet Hagasa, Kamohu, a big date, the way it is with its pit inside, Ugarinosa means, and also another pit also. So you only chayiv on Yom Kippur, you eat the size of two pits and one date. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Or else no, or else you chayiv for the date and pit by itself without another pit. That was the Gemara Safik. That's the way Tosfos learns. Alright, we'll soon see when we'll approach the Shaila. So the Gemara says another question now. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks a different question. Etzem kisoyer. That we know there's Gemara in Brochus that says that the shear of an etzem, that means a bone of a mace, when it's metameyu, if you touch it, your tomei, it's even if it's small kisoyer, like the size of a barley. Now the Mishnah goes through and says all the different zayim haminim, and we have the seven famous pairs that come from Eretz Yisrael, they're all nitin l'shirim, the teacher's different shirim. Now what's the shear of barley of soyer? The shear of an etzem. If you touch the size of a bone from a mace, even though it's as small as a barley, still it's metamiyu. So Rashi had a suffix. The kliposa doesn't mean the barley with its klipa, with its outside shell. I believe kliposa. Maybe it means even a more chumra, even a smaller size. Just the size of the barley itself without its outer side shell. And who adin balecha? Eviyavesha. Doesn't mean when the barley is still very, just ripe, when it's still wet. Or else does it mean no later on, be abesha when it comes dry? That was Ravashi's suffix. So really the Gemara says so far two different svekis. One doubt was Rav Papa's doubt, what's the pshat of Mishnah Gosevis, and then Ravashi's doubt, what's the pshat of Etzem Kisera. So the Gemara explains now, Ravashi lo mi boy le hod Rav Papa. Ravashi does not ask the suffix the same suffix Rav Papa had. Why? Gasa itma. In other words, kol kama de gasa. Nor as big as it is. So it says, the Bible says, because Gosevis Hagasa, a big date, It means as big as it is. So therefore, the way Rashi learns that the first suffix was, does it mean a date and its pit together, or does it mean each one separately? So he didn't ask this question because he knew for sure, Kasefa Sagasa means the way it is together. Of course, it means a date with its pit. That's the Shir Yechayiv. Less than that, it's a potter, you have no Chiv Malkus, Abulamaisa Lalocha, we hold it's awesome in the Raisam, because we pass on Rabbi Yechanan that Chatzi Shir was awesome in Atayra. That's the way Rashi would learn. According to Taisus learned the suffix in the Gemara was, does it mean a date and its pit? That's all. Or else does it mean a date and its pit plus another pit also? Like two pits and a date. And after the Gemara says, no, just means one date and one pit, that's enough to be chayiv. More than that, that's enough to be chayiv for. Taisa brings down from Rishalmi another side of the Gemara is that if it says a date, also has a halal, that there's some space inside the date, in between the pit and the date itself. So the question is, do you have to have such a big size that's as big as the pit and the hollowness inside it and the date itself? Or else, l'chumra, no, it's enough just to have the size of the pit and the date, and like you squash the date against the pit, that's the size you have to be chayiv. That was like the suffix in the Gemara. Well, you said it doesn't make enough min l'alachem, because we hold both is also, because chatzi shir, even a small amount, you're not allowed to eat midiraisa on Yom Kippur, because we hold like the b'yechna, and the chatzi shir is also min atayrim, and it's only enough kamina, exactly when do you get malchus? You have to have this, eat the shear of a gravis, of a kasevis, like a date. To be chayiv, that's a sofik. Does it mean like a date and its pit and its hollowness inside also? Or no, just the size of a date and its pit. Then the Gemara says, Rav Papa loy mi boye lay hod Rav Ashi. Rav Papa did not ask Rav Ashi sofik. Again, Rav Ashi sofik was that we say etzem kisero. Does the barley mean with its shell, or does it mean wet or dry? So Rav Ashi says, when the Papa holds that Lecha Shiburlis Mikri, you should know if the barley is still wet, it's not even called the barley yet, it's called the Shiburlis, it's called the stalk. So of course we're talking about now where it's dried out already. And Shilebli Kliposa, if you want to say a barley without its shell, is Ushla, on the side it says Chushla Mikri. In other words, also it's not called the barley. So according to our Papa, Pshita, a barley means when it still has its shell on it, and when it's dry. Therefore, when it says Aloch of Etzem, Kisera, it means the size, a bone, the size of a barley with its shell, and when it's dry. So the Gemara now, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Koseves Hagasa, that the Mishnah says, if you don't Yom Kippur this year of a big date, Shino Shomru is the Yisera Mikabetza. He holds it's the biggest shear, it's the biggest size than the size of an egg. Vekimluhu l'Rabbonim, the Rabbonim know, Tebohochi meis v'daita. This is a svara, like why do you have to eat so much in Yom Kippur to be chayiv? Because the Rabbanan knew that if you eat this much, it's meisiv daita, it relieves you. It makes you feel satisfied. Barsim hochi, but if you eat less than the shear of a date, is le meisiv daita, then you are not satisfied. In other words, like Rashi says, kim lu the Rabbanan, v'yaf agav d'chol shir achilat iser, because I assume, even though the rest of the Torah, whenever the Torah says not to eat something, it always means the shear of a kezayis, which is less the size of an olive. Hani mili heichad uchsiv achila. That's where the Torah says clearly, achila, don't eat. Aloshin achila. Achila always means the size of a kezayis, of an olive. Aval hocha. But here by Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, asher loy suune ksiv. V'cho kama deloy meis v'dayte inoihu. Asher loy suune means you should not do something to take away your pain. Sunim is like painik. In other words, when a person is hungry, when a person is not eating, he has like hunger pains. So the Torah says, don't do something to take away these pains. Asher loy sunim. Don't do something to take them away. So kimmel lechazal, that kol zaman you don't eat the size of a date, you do not take away your pains. That's the taish lemeis v'daitei. So mele inuhu, you're still called, in the matzah, you're still called inu, you still have like your pains. So therefore, even though you ate the size of an olive, but so what? For Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Asher lo yisuna. Because you can't eat the size of a date with its pit. That's the size that takes away inui, takes away like your pains, and now you feel a little bit satisfied. So that's what's awesome in the rice in order to get a chiyuv karas. Now, the Rishonim speak out. L'chura, it depends how big the person is. Like if you have a small, skinny person, only weighs 90 pounds, let's say 100 pounds. So for him, Pashtetzich, we eat the kosevis, eat the size of a deity, he's still satisfied, takes away his pains. But the Khur, you have a big husky guy, so the Khur, he eats a little bit like the size of a kosevis, a deity, it doesn't mean anything to him. He's still hungry. And the Moshe, what do you do with Oigim and the Chaboshim? So they speak out, no, we're showing him. That Avada, Kimmel, the Chazal knew that no matter how big you are, even the size of Oigim and the Chaboshim, still when you eat the shear of a kosevis, the shear of a date, for that second, for those few minutes, you are like satisfied. It'll take away your hunger pains. True, if you're a big guy, you'll get back new hunger pains. You'll be hungry very fast. Could be in 2 minutes around, you'll be hungry again. By Shenken, if you're a small person, so it'll take maybe 5 or 10 minutes till you get hungry again. But I call upon him, the same second when you eat, the shear, the size of a kosevis, of a date, is kimul echazal, that second at least, those few seconds, it takes away your hunger pains. So then you're not, then that's called ashaloi suna. You do not have your pains anymore. You did something to take them away. That's why you chayiv midiraisa. So the Mara Meisvei, I have a kash now on you, Rav Yehuda. That you, I'm a rabbi, I'm a Rav Yehuda, saying that the shear, the size of a kesevus of this date of our Mishnah, is the biggest size than an egg. There was a Meisvei, it's brought down the Mishnah in Sukkah, the Hevil, Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai, Litter, Metatashel. They brought Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai on Sukkot, that he should taste food, not to really eat it, but Litter, only to be toyim, to taste it. Ul Rabbi Gamliel, Ishtei kesevus. They brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel 2 dates to eat, udali shomayim, and a bucket of water. The Yomru, and when they gave it to Rabbi Gamliel, he said, "Halum the sukkah, bring it up to my sukkah." In the times of the Chazal, right, says the sukkahs were always on top of the roof, so it's always a lashon, "Let's go up to the sukkah." So he said, "Halum the sukkah, bring it up. I'll eat these 2 dates in the sukkah." Now, Batoni Yalov, we learned about this Mishnah that loy mipnei shalocha kach. That the Rabbi Gamliel took these 2 dates and ate it in the sukkah, not because Mikar Adin the halacha is you have a chiyuv of teat this amount in the sukkah, elok sherotz lahachmer latzmon. They wanted to be machmer, they wanted to be strict upon themselves, and therefore they took it up to the sukkah. But really, really, he did not have to eat this the size of 2 dates in the sukkah. Ugeshenos nola Rebbe Tzadik. The Mishnah says another mice over there. When they gave to Reb Tzadik teat outside the sukkah, is oichel pochus mikibetza. He took only the size of less than a betza. Not lubemapa. He just put a towel around his hands. In other words, he did not have a chiyuv to make the tilu shadayim, because when you eat food less than a kibetza, you don't have a chiyuv to wash. So therefore, why did he wrap around his hands with a towel? So Rashi says, "Stam here, I'm shumaninus bahadas." He was like a mafunik. He was very, it bothered him. So just for personal reasons, he wrapped his hands around with a towel. The ochlu chutz l'sukkah. But he ate this pochus mikibetz outside the sukkah. For leiberich achrof, Reb Tzadik also did not make a bruch achron if he ate food less than the size of a kibbeya. And Toy speaks out, like, sovalei Reb Yehuda. He was like a Yehuda shita, we'll soon see in our days. The Bishmaitin, the Dorish Vyachata Vesavoto, that means Achim Lashesh Bosviya Dainu Kibetza. He holds that even with Rabbonin, you don't have a chiv to make a Baruch Achreino unless you eat the size, the shear of a kibetz of an egg, which is called a little bit svi, a little bit satisfied. But so he says, Avada Valochariz Venira Lari, Talochak Reb Meya, the Yom of the Kazayas. Like we always told, once you eat the size of the Kazayas of food, you have to make a Baruch Achreino. With the Kazayas alone, you chayiv to make a Baruch Achreino. So here the mice was Rav Tzadik, was Machm Rav Tzadik, did not wash his hands, he ate it outside the sukkah, and he did not make a Baruch Achreino. So the Diyuk from Rav Tzadik here, Hokebeitza, Mashmah, if what he would have eaten,